Fast Five. I'm excited about it. What about you?
I'm ridiculously excited about it. I can't wait. I absolutely love Fast Five, and this will be only the second time I've not gone to the Fast Five tournament internationally since it's been going. So I've got a lot of experience in the game, and it is really fun, and the crowds love it and the players love it, and it's just like really relaxed, but you're still very competitive. It's really weird, surreal environment, to be honest with you, but I just absolutely love it.
You were there in Melbourne last year, weren't you?
Yep, I was.
What's it like on the bench? Is that kind of buzz there throughout the entire game?
Oh, definitely, because of the rolling subs, you could go on any second, and you do feel that, so you're pretty invested. And for the centres as well, you're going to go on and you're going to run your little heart out, and you're definitely going to get burnt out. Or centres on the bench, like, real team, we're like, right, okay, we've got to help each other through this, because we know we're going to do a lot of running, we know it's going to be a hard work, so when you go on court, just do what you do. When you come off, I'll go on and I'll help you out and I'll do this. So yeah, it's great. It's so much fun, and it is definite lung burn and leg burn, but you know what we're like, we kind of love that, really.
It's probably miles from the truth, but I get the idea. Tracy's like, right, Laura, you on? And to you, it seems as if you're only on for like 2 minutes. And she's like, Laura, come
on,
you're going to stop. Like, is it like that? Is it that kind
of
quick?
Yeah, but that is what it's like. You are on for just like a few minutes. It is maximum intensity when you're on that court. So, you know, there's only so long you can maintain the quality of what you're doing. But it is exactly that. But that is the nature of the game. It's fast paced, and that's for people on the bench, people on the court, and the spectators, and the game can literally change just in a second.
So the break at each of the quarter then, the minute, should it be 2 minutes? Do you need that extra little break, or because it's on and off, you're like almost ready to go and the break's getting away?
Yeah, I think the rolling subs do definitely help that, because you're getting little breaks anyway, but it just depends on what team she wants to start with, or your coach wants to start with going back on court, because if you've been on for quite a while before the break and then you're going to go straight back on after, I think you'll be quite thankful to have the break. Whereas if you've been off before the break, you're probably ready to go.
Though, I mean, given the fact that people are on and off all the time, you need to know an exact understanding of everybody on court at one time.
Yeah, you can pick up through training, and just making sure before you go on that court you're all on the same page in terms of tactics. So, you know, just making sure you talk through when you're going for what shots and what our strategy is on defence. And it doesn't really matter who you're on court with, as long as you go on and do your job, then you should fit into the structure, really.
How much does the crowd help when you're on court?
Oh, massively. But that's the same in any game, really. Just having the crowd cheering you on is just a massive support. And we all absolutely love it. And I'm sure the crowd love cheering us on as well.
Stars are obviously named Marika and Foomsa. You'll be looking forward to lining up alongside them?
Oh, definitely. I'm really excited about them. And I'm really excited to see them in action a bit more in the quad series coming up. I know that Foomsa is really rangy and really tall, and Holtz is a little playmaker, so she'll match up well with Ellie. So I'm really excited to get going with those guys, and I'm excited to even just watch them play at the moment and see what form they're in the quad series.
Looking forward to playing against anyone else in the other teams?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to coming up against Bayman. She's a favourite. It'll be a bit odd being on a team against her, but I've literally not seen her in so long, even though we're messaging all the time. But I'm excited to see her, and I'm excited to go up against her on court. She's a great player, and she's, you know, I have a lot of respect for her, and I can't wait to have a run out against her.
It'll be Bayman, yeah. Mini Bayman, and Helen as well, so you got to enjoy that kind of game.
Yeah, of course. And there's just people cropping up everywhere, really, isn't there? Some really great players are getting involved. And I don't know, it's great. It's all really exciting. And I know all the players are literally buzzing about it and all messaging each other like, oh my God, have you seen who that person's got? And duh, 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 duh. So, you know, I can only guess the spectators are doing the same because it's exciting for everybody involved, really.
The good thing is as well, the Seven Stars Facebook page has got a direct link. So if you want to be sat with the rest of the Stars fans, then go on that Facebook page.
Oh, excellent. That's handy. You can get all our fans in one place.
Yeah, you'll be wanting to see as many of them there as possible, really.
Yeah, definitely. And I'm sure they'll all come down to support us and wear the Stars colours and just go crazy if we get any big points. Hopefully get some out of the circle shots in. So, yeah.
I just wondered, are we going to see the return of the worm?
Oh, now you've said it, haven't you? Well, there's only one way to find out, and that's by coming to see.